California's Governor Gray Davis has announced a deal aimed at keeping the state's second-largest utility from declaring bankruptcy. It would give Southern California Edison nearly $3 billion to reorganize its debts and pay power generators. California's biggest utility filed for bankruptcy last week. But the governor is still a long way from solving the state's electricity crisis. Rachel Miro reports from member station KPCC.
The warmer the weather gets in California, the closer it gets to expected rolling blackouts this summer. A severe power shortage in the West and high wholesale power costs have plunged the state's private utilities roughly $14 billion into debt. For months, Governor Gray Davis's office has been haggling with officials from Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric, trying to come up with a bailout plan he can sell to the public. Yesterday, Davis announced his first success, a deal to bring Southern California Edison back from the brink of bankruptcy.
The negotiations that led to this agreement were difficult and arduous, but in the end, they produced a balanced transaction that is good for every Californian.
The terms of the deal fill a 38-page memorandum, but it comes down to three main points. Southern California Edison will sell its transmission assets to the state for $2.76 billion, drop its lawsuit pushing for higher consumer rates, and sell the state cheap power for the next 10 years. The money involved may just be enough to help Edison get a handle on its debt load, and in return, California gets a physical asset that generates hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Edison's John Bryson said he's satisfied this contract will make sense to customers, creditors, and shareholders alike.
We at Southern California Edison have believed and do believe that a negotiated and practical, comprehensive resolution of the issues that have impacted our company and utilities is far preferable than bankruptcy.
Bryson was referring to the move by Pacific Gas and Electric to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on Friday, a vote of no confidence in the grid talks that publicly infuriated Governor Davis. But PG&E's decision makes sense to Robert Michaels, an economics professor at Cal State Fullerton.
You can go with a bankruptcy judge who will at least follow established procedures, do things in the open, and has a well-defined agenda which is required by law. The alternative is to throw yourself on Sacramento's mercy. And Edison remains on Sacramento's mercy because this deal does not give it enough cash to really reestablish itself as a going concern.
The deal with Edison still requires the approval of state and federal regulators, as well as lawmakers in Sacramento, and that approval may not be forthcoming unless Davis can deliver a similar deal involving PG&E. Michael Shames is head of the Utility Consumers Action Network in San Diego.
If Pacific Gas and Electric refuses to enter into some kind of negotiated arrangement with the state, then it's likely that the bankruptcy case will continue. Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric will be forced into bankruptcy as well. And effectively, we will have a bankruptcy judge spending the next 3 or 4 years trying to work out an intractable, almost unsolvable problem.
If advocates of public power and proponents of deregulation can agree on one thing, it's that power outages are almost inevitable this summer. In fact, managers of the state's power grid have predicted at least 34 days of rolling blackouts. While Southern California Edison may be restored to some measure of solvency, and that may well reduce the stress on the state's power system, there will still be a shortage of electricity that no deal can compensate for. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.